Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Yeah, damn, look, man, I'm
I'm skating on thin ice with them motherfuckers, but I had talked to them. We'll see what happens. Anyway, all man, right, I'm right. Sorry to hear about you and all that, man. I'm sorry that you broke the people's fence.
Oh, man, there you go. Yeah, if you was that hold to be down, I wouldn't have went through the fence.
I feel like I wanted to counseling. I don't know what the fuck you talking about,
Cass.
What you
beefing
with?
Nah, man, it ain't that big. Hold on, wait 1 second, dog. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going hey. Down?
Nothing so much. How y'all doing?
How my two chef wife doing?
Future
ex wife.
Future ex wife.
Yeah. How are you, Wade?
She is my future ex wife.
You just trying to fuck. That's all. You see all the freaky shit she do. You trying to fuck.
I'm gonna marry her, fuck her, and get the fuck out of there.
Damn, boy. Damn.
What's that girl? Ain't that wife's name? My future ex wife.
Mm-hmm. Got that bottom. I tell you, boy, that ain't gonna fucking play, ain't it? Well, anyway.
That's what you said.
What?
A little finance car.
You say what now?
I said, you on that topic, that love and finance?
Oh, man, where the fuck was y'all at yesterday, man? I got bombarded. I felt like I was on the fucking Titanic. Goddamn women bombarding yesterday. It's crazy.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You know how we talked about that shit.
Yeah, but goddamn. Shit, man, they was on my head yesterday about it.
So you want to keep on with the love finance thing, then? That's just because they all think that the treasure hole is the bank. But they got to forget. They do forget that motherfuckers got to have a pen and sign a check.
So I have a question there. What's the difference? We look like we
there's no difference.
You got a gang of ladies right here. I mean, hey, they went hard on me yesterday, so shit. Feel free to ask me any motherfucking question y'all want to.
Hey, I
can
get away from the house to have this conversation.
You say what?
I don't want to give my pops no heart. That nigga be tripping. I'm not a case. Now,
I'm talking shit to the woman. Talk that shit y'all talking yesterday, ladies. Now I ain't outnumbered.
Nobody talking shit. Oh, now anybody talking shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Cat got your phone. I guess that's clear. Hey, I mean, any way you look at it, that love of finance is a hindrance in any fashion or form. I don't give a damn if it can go from your kids. If you love it, you're going to pocket. It's going to fucking...
Barely hurts, bro. What
can
you
say? It sure go both ways. I mean, but if you're going to be setting up that thing that a brother's supposed to just pay because he's getting a little... And damn, don't label yourself like that, you know what I'm saying? Because the dick just special as a cooch.
That's what y'all keep saying.
But maybe you need to find the right... Maybe you need to get with the right nigga to...
Who are you talking to? Because first of all, I don't need to get with nobody. I'm saying, it's a lot of females out there. You know, it's only like out of 100 females, you might have 25 of them that, but the other 75%, they gonna be, you know, they on that other shit. Yeah, they might be. I'm just saying, that ain't me.
I mean, being late, that's what it is.
Well, I sure need Selena on here right about now. Man, they told me into asshole yesterday.
No, because we wasn't even talking about the finance at that point. We was talking about how to bring a conversation to your guy when we having problems and we want to talk about something. That was when everybody started having problems.
Right.
Okay, so now, I go right now. Matt, let me ask you. They say that men are just impossible to talk to. Men are impossible to talk to when it's time to have a conversation about anything. When's the best time for a woman to have a conversation with you about your problems, about what you ain't doing? After football.
We not saying during no sports. We can pick a special time. You might have been relaxing all day, haven't had no problems or whatever. Ain't nobody gave you no problems. And we just feel like as women, no matter what time we come to y'all don't want to hear it when it comes time to not just general talking, but like actually talking about our relationship. And it don't matter if you got problems with me, that's fine. We could talk about that too.
Let's do this one at a time. Let's be organized about this.
It just seemed like anytime we come to talk to you to the guy about a problem that we might be having with them, and I ain't even gonna say it's a problem, it's an issue that we trying to solve it to make the relationship better. So it's just like y'all wanna hear or the first thing that comes out, oh, like we hounding y'all or getting on y'all or chastising y'all or something like that. And no matter how nice or how crazy we say it, or whatever. It seems like it just don't matter. It always ends up in an argument.
Right.
Basically, that's what I'm saying.
Now, can I get an honest single answer?
Wait a minute, Wick, before you start. You sound kind of distorted, man. Are you like on a speakerphone or something?
Uh-uh.
Go ahead. I mean, I can hear you. Just sound like you're far away. Yeah,
man.
I can hear you. All right, go for it.
I was just saying, as a man, when a woman comes to us like that, that's all. When they finally come to us, we already been going through other stuff. We already got things in our head that y'all didn't tell us in the beginning. So we already holding all of that back.
Wait a minute, hold on. I can't hear you. You're going in and out. That's all I'm trying to tell you. If you could get closer to the phone, be a little better. I can't. It's like you. That last sentence was chopped up.
My bad.
No, I was saying that the phone was chopped up. We couldn't hear that last part you said.
As a man that we've been holding stuff so long, come to us because y'all don't tell us everything. Y'all always want to, we'll tell you this and that. When y'all come to us, we don't know how to, you know, we got to lash out. You should have came in the beginning. We don't know how to.
Okay, for
our relationship. That's the difference. To a woman, we come to y'all because that's the last resort. We didn't tell everybody about our problems but you.
Okay, all right. Matt, what's up? All right, man.
I think everybody just needs to learn how to disagree, because everybody gonna have their own opinions. I kind of think with the female that even when the man got something to tell the female, it ain't never time. You know what I'm saying? Or this, or she doing that, she might not be in the mood, and they can go both ways. You know, I'm just gonna keep it real. At the same time, everybody just need to agree to disagree, because everybody got their own opinion. It's like assholes. And if you're in a relationship and respect that person, then you're going to sit down and take word for what it's worth. Try to incorporate it with however you fit, you think, and try to make it work. Because if you don't, then it's just shit. It ain't shit, period. And that goes down from pills to shit. What type of gas you put in them cars? From the simplest to the most difficult.
If your family is your family.
Okay.
Treat it as your family is your family.
You know what?
Hold on
1 second. You know, I thought about this last night. I mean, like I said, you motherfuckers wasn't here to help bag me up, but anyway.
Hey, nigga, what's your life, nigga?
Nah, I thought about what y'all was saying last night, and I honestly, normally I wouldn't even come back to the topic, but I really thought about it, and I understood, like liquor store, you like no matter what time it is, no matter what situation it is, he don't want to talk. Okay. And then this is just a question I'm asking, because I was asking myself all type of questions. Do you, just a question, so please don't get offended. Do you think you come off as a nagger?
That's a good question.
Not on everything, no, but on certain things, yes.
So it have been some cases that you feel like you can be a nagger.
Okay, to me,
if you make that person talk.
Hold on, Vic. Hold on, now, Vic. Now, what was you saying, Liquor Stuff?
In my opinion, nagging is stuff like, why you won't pick up your clothes, or why you won't take the trash out, or why you won't wash the dishes. That's nagging. That's just, you know what I mean, around the house shit that I found a bitch about. Like, why you won't make up the bed? That's nagging.
I don't mean to cut you off, but now you, the key words you did say, in your eyes, that's what
right,
nagging
yeah.
is.
Right.
Okay,
so when
now.
When you ask me, do I nag, then yeah, I might bitch and nag about little stuff like that, but in terms of the relationship, like things between me and my mate, no, I do not see myself as a nagger.
Okay, all right, fine. Janine, what about you? Do you
yeah.
think you're a nagger?
Yeah, I've been told I was a nagger. And you know what a nagger is to me? Somebody who has to continuously say the same shit over and over again, and the shit don't change. That's what a nagger is. So if you making me nag, if you making me nag, then evidently you don't want to change. So evidently, I guess I need to stop nagging. And we need to go our separate ways.
Nope. Maybe she's just looking for that to come in like unicorn. Maybe her expectations up too high and they ain't real.
I didn't hear what you said.
Say that again, Matt.
I said it could be that the female's expectations are too high. They want a nigga with the white picket fence and come riding in to save them on a white unicorn, and they value and expectations are way out of proportion.
I agree. Some women's expectations do be too high. And then, you know, I sometimes I sit back and I look at the things that I ask for. You know, because I could look at myself and say, okay, are you being too hard? Are you doing this? I can ask him to tell me about me. You see what I'm saying? I don't have no problem, you know,
that's
having
true.
Someone to tell me about myself. My thing is, the stuff I ask for, if it's something as small as your time, you ain't
right.
got to pay no money. You ain't got to, you see what I'm saying? You ain't using your money. You're not using nothing. You see what I'm saying? You're not giving up nothing but your time, and you can't have it, and I can't have it. So to me, that's something that's simple to me. But to somebody
oh,
else,
yeah.
it might not be. It might not be to somebody else. You see what I'm saying?
I'm with you on that one. Shit, just to give up some damn time, that's all life is time. Hell
right.
no.
Right, you know what
that,
I'm saying? Nowadays, time comes in so many different fashions. Like, okay, I understand. We can't maybe see each other physically because maybe we work different schedules or whatever. But
there's always circumstances.
Yeah, different ways to communicate with me. You know what I'm saying? If I can't get a text message throughout the day or something like that, then you know what I mean. I don't feel like I'm being thought about. Or you know, if you're thinking about somebody, then tell somebody you're thinking about them. Don't just because men do not like for us to assume the worst, but y'all expect for us to assume the best. And that's a double standard.
Get the fuck out of here. Wait a minute. Hold on, man. Now, I done sat back and I done listened to this bitch for too long. Now, I got to
take it. They seem to be agreeing with us. We seem to be on the same page. You the only one.
Bullshit, dude.
Don't get me wrong. I heard what you said. Trust me, I heard what you said. But now, at the same time, some people may look at like, okay, like you said, okay, all you got to give me is your time. Well, I mean, some people don't have that time to give. I mean, you keep saying, just for instance, let's go for an example. Okay, a person works throughout the day. Person comes home.
Mm-hmm.
A person has a fucked up work schedule. Well,
uh-huh.
then he or she. Because, I mean, like, we all in agreement that this does go both ways.
Because maybe I haven't loved like that. If I love that person, like, I would make time for them. I'm on the time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
Father Time ain't even on the phone. What are you talking about?
I want that true love, dude. You know,
Father Time ain't even on the phone. What are you talking about?
I said I'm
moving
Father Time's
back. Father Time's not on the
phone. He said if it was his true love,
like
he would make time. I heard that.
Yeah. I'm on Father Time.
You know what?
I'm going to
tell you like this. I can only give you what I can give you. I can't give you no more than what I can give you. I mean, now, if you're sitting there looking at me saying.
What you want to
you
give,
said what?
That's my big problem. That's why I'm single. You know, they got to get more than a.
No, motherfucker, you're single because don't nobody want to be bothered with you,
hey, it could be that too, because I'm an asshole. I enjoy my presence by myself.
Okay.
I get along
you
with
know
nobody.
What? Now, hold on, man. See, this is the thing that I don't understand. You keep hollering that you love, and you done told me this on and off there. You love your time by yourself. You glad to be by yourself. Well, why the fuck are you even hollering about this? Why are you even communicating about
it? Because I wouldn't mind having a true ass that the morals like everybody else is, you know, into you would like to, you know, have. I would love to have that one woman that's gonna believe me like I'm gonna believe in her. That's why I'm
you already
that.
Said you ain't believing in nobody but yourself.
No, I never said that. I said I can love myself because nobody else loves me. That's what I said. If you
don't
quote me, quote me right.
I ain't gotta quote you, motherfucker, because I've heard.
I
That's most important to me, that I'm going to be there for them.
Good answer.
I feel very
fine. I make myself available. I mean, yeah, I have conference calls and meetings all day and things like that. But if I know it's important and it's for somebody that, you know, I truly love, I mean, kids, my partner, whoever, you know, I will make myself available for them. And I mean, I guess, and being too, I work for a place where they understand that. So that's also convenient for me. You see what I mean?
Right, okay.
Okay, I got a question. I got a question now. What if your family's spread it out? I mean, like us as men, I mean, we may have relation. I mean, we might have kids in prior relationships, and you know, like that child, that maybe that child or those children are not living with you. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's like, but like Janine said, your family comes first. Your kids. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody on here agree that your kids are your top priority. But now you got children maybe in this household, you got children in that household, and I mean it's like you're really trying to spread yourself out. You're trying to spread yourself out, and it's like on top of that you got to take care. Man, okay, I gave up that fight, so I'm gonna go along with y'all and say. Okay, you gotta get that time to your love, to that love on that significant other. How, I mean, that's not easy. That's not easy at all. I mean, especially when it's like you have multiple kids. Like, and I will use myself for an example. You know, I got kids that I got kids, you know, at different women. You know, and at the same time, I promised myself that I would never be the father that my father was to me. So now it's like, okay, I'm trying to be times better. I'm honestly trying to be super dad at the same time, just trying to balance my own household. And yeah, and for the most part, I'm not going to lie to you all. I do hear, I hear the, well, you're not listening. You don't spend enough time. You don't do that. I hear that, and it's like, at the same time, you trying to figure out how do you try to balance that out? How do you balance that out? Like, I mean, I'm honestly opening, honestly. Well, before y'all answer that, do we got Father Time on? Or was that Wick calling back? Wick?
Well, dude, that's me.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I just seen the 612. Okay. So now, somebody, y'all help me out. Help me out, because my thing is that that's like one of my biggest problems. I will openly admit that is like one of my biggest problems. Me trying to juggle my life with my kids and trying to my personal time. Janine,
hey,
I'm going to start with you.
Hell, I love you.
I'm going to start with Janine.
You say what now? Mm-hmm.
I say, wait, man, hold on before you even answer. I got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello?
Bruh.
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
What's up? Who this?
Man, it's Phil Mack, man. I'm just sitting here listening, man.
Oh, you changed phones. Okay. My bad.
Oh,
brother.
No, I'm letting your words work because since you felt that you got to be defending everything because we ain't had your back yesterday because we was absent. So I'm just letting you do your thing.
Motherfucker, you was really absent. I fell through a goddamn fence. We're not going to go through that. We're not going to go through that. I ain't going to go tell you. I'm going to wait till I see you tomorrow to chew your ass out.
Hey, well, shit. They gonna be good. I'll be there sometime when I get back from that damn court, shit.
All right, okay. Well, Janine, help me out. Give me some answers. Give me some words of wisdom.
Oh. don't know how, let me see how to explain this. I don't know your situation in regards to how you communicate and spend time with your kids, because when I was married, okay, he had outside kids. I mean, he didn't have a problem seeing his kids because we did things together as a family. So there was never a time where they just couldn't come over. There was never a time where we wouldn't have went and picked them up, me or him. So it wasn't just all on him just to see his kids.
Okay, you understand what I mean? Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Well, let me explain it. If me and you were together, and you mm-hmm. pulled up to go get pick up my daughter, all hell would break loose. I would literally have to come over there with the paper showing that I have rights, that I have parental rights. Because other than that, she's not letting her go.
I disagree with that, because all dogs do not breed the same, man. If she came over there as a woman and talked to me, it probably would have been different. It depends on that woman. Well, as me breeding dogs, I say that bitch. It depends on how that bitch comes to that other bitch.
What? Wait. He's basically
saying if we had a relationship before that, or if I talked to your kids' mothers or something like that.
Hold on one second. I don't mean to cut you off. Wait, stop with that bullshit, because you done already seen how the fuck she act, so you need to quit with that. Now, come on, man. You already know what you just said is totally fucking irrelevant. Then what the fuck is really going on? Now, I'm actually saying some shit on some real shit. I'm not saying no what-if scenario.
And I'm saying real shit. If the other woman would have came over there and talked.
You got some women that just not going to hear that. And the fucking part of it, you already know that.
All right, Cass. You right. I'm wrong.
I know.
But if you was in the same situation, you became the same way. I ended that chat.
Wait, can you please?
You said keep moving.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I guess I'm trying to get an understanding of what he's saying. I guess it depends on how you all entered the relationship.
I mean, like I said,
the next girl
it's just a lot of evilness and vindictiveness there. It's not the fact that this person did something to her per se. It's just the fact that, okay, you know what? We ended on a sour note. I'm finna make your. I know how you feel about your kid. So now this is the only ammo I got against you. This is the only thing I got against you. So, yes, every chance I get, I'm going to use it against you. Not to say you could be the sweetest person in the world. You can even extend your hand. You extend your hand, she's going to bite the motherfucker off.
And I said that, I did it myself. That's why I'm preaching against it. But why? What did she do to her? She should be mad at you.
That's neither here nor there. She would have to be on the phone to explain that herself. So, I mean, but that wasn't the point. That wasn't even the point of his whole question. His question is, how do he balance being a father and having a personal life and try to, you know, make everybody in his world happy?
That's what humans do. We fight against each other and make somebody else unhappy so we can be happy. That's what we do. That's how America was made. We gotta learn from it. Stop doing that shit. Just my opinion.
You know what? I hear your opinion, man, and we gonna go to a song, and we'll be right back. We just gonna go to a song for a bit.
Hey, what's happening?
Not motherfucking double all.
What's happening, baby? You know how we do it?
Yeah, nigga, you know I'm about this bitch. It's time for me to regulate.
For sure. Hey.
Observe.
And you ain't going back?
No. We got to show these motherfuckers what's up, though.
This is for the honeys, the super sop.
I don't want to be your man. I want to be a nigga. You feel me?
Well, let them know.
You fucking with niggas that's insecure. What is damn, my shit is pure. Write down my number, but don't call me till you're sure. I ain't begging, just trying to relocate between your legs. Dripping wet, it's re-experimenting sweaty sex. When you met me, you went and left. And now you're straight begging to sex me. Got you undressing to test me enough.
Shut me down if you won't and miss the chance to do it live. When I stroll by, I see that look in your eye. You want a nigga, but think that you can't have a nigga. Don't cheat yourself, instead treat yourself. If you're scared, go to church. I know it hurts to find out me and your man be sharing skirts.
I'm hoping you don't take this the wrong way. But your body is banging, got me attracted in a strong way. After a long day of trying to make my song stack, making love all day against the wall in the hallway. Your fantasies come alive, your heart rate shall increase when we meet up in this dark place. You might think you're happy with him, but that's a lie. So give this thug a try.
I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A, so we can get drunk and smoke weed all day. It don't matter if you're lonely, baby. You need a thug in your life. I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A, so you can get drunk and smoke weed all day. It's a matter if you're lonely, baby. You need a thug in your life, cause these busters ain't loving you right.
Now you were sprung from the introduction. My conversation's full of game, yet led to a seduction. I see you blushing like you want something. Come get a taste of America's most wanted, and let's get into some touching. Erotic fucking, mob been down with no interruption. Has no intentions of busting until you learn your lesson. Now many questions are often asked. A drop top, 500 bins and plenty cash to help a nigga get
the ass. Oh, coke to get your lobster and crab, cause all I got is conversation and a gang of stab. And I'ma listen when it hurts, I'ma hang out but never stay. Smoke blunts, but leave them stunts up to super day. I'll be your nigga as long as we can understand that I the nigga and spoke coke can be the man. He whine and dine, right. Me and you, we whine and grind, right. And when I'm on the field, keep it on the sideline.
N-I-G-G-A, so you can get drunk and smoke weed all day. It don't matter if you're lonely, baby. You need a thug in your life. The busters ain't loving you right. I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A, so you can get drunk and smoke weed all day. It don't matter if you're lonely, baby. You need a thug in your life. The busters ain't loving you right.
Now it's time for the moment of truth. I got to neck it, totally sweating. Let's see how hot I can make it. Tongue kissing to your head swing. I'm so into you. Witness a nigga make the bed bang. If it's all mine, then let me know. Now scream my name out. Do you run it fast or shall I hit it slow? Not to mention the multiple positions I inflict. A boss play a freaky motherfucker can a dick.
It's only popping. Now you see what I was seeing. Why your eyes rolling? Loosen up, girl. I ain't going nowhere. Let's let that sucker stay out there. While he stress out and knock, I stress out the cock. Hold the hoops and let the nigga execute. And though you got it right, I'm going home tonight.
You say you don't need a man, but I don't care. You in the presence of a player.
I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A, so you can be drunk and smoke weed all day. It don't matter if you're lonely, baby. You need a thug in your life.
That's right. Let me be your nigga. Let's see.
That's that theme song for Cass, ain't it?
I don't want to be her man. I want to be her nigga. I mean, shit. All right, we'll take this out. Oh Lord! If y'all gotta excuse me. I got some issues going on right about now. You say what?
What the fuck with you, dog? You don't want to push them pills, nigga. For your back, that's
exactly. That if I were my back, you know what, man? I'm not going there with you today. I'm not going there with you, man. I'm not fucking with you today, man.
You'll be all right. So, you'll be all
right. So now, do we got anything? Anything anybody want to get off their chest? We gonna open up the mic. We gonna open it up. That problem was that problem. Everybody get around to fixing it. So, do anybody got anything else they care to discuss? Anybody? Anything? Wick, you didn't talk 100 miles a minute. Now you ain't got nothing to say.
Hey, I figure if I say something, somebody gonna get mad. So what should I say? How you doing? I'm scared to say something. You know what I'm saying? I speak on anything, somebody get mad at
me. Well, I'm giving you a free chance to speak now.
Well, let's. What we want to speak about? Loyalty. Let's speak about loyalty, y'all. How about that? I started off loyalty. I know my two niggas right there that's on this line is loyal. How many people can say that? How many people can you count that's loyal to you?
I can count on one hand how many people that's loyal to me.
But see, then again, you got it. That's a broad subject right there, loyalty, because just like love, you know what I'm saying? Both of them words, people got different definitions of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because loyalty, I mean, damn, will I take it to the death, you know what I'm saying? If you my nigga, hell yeah, you know? But some people can still say that they loyal, but they won't put their life on the line for you. So I'm saying, what's your depth of loyalty?
True. You know what? That does raise a good point. I mean, a lot of people always say. And then another thing is, let's just say, for instance, if I'm loyal to you, that means I got your back no matter what, right?
Yeah.
That's usually what a motherfucker that's loyal to you is, right?
Supposed to.
Yeah, the motherfucker that got your back no matter what. Then the process of having your back, I feel like in that process, I don't only have your back when a motherfucker fights in the breakout or when you need some money. I feel like I'm supposed to have your back at all times. Like if I see you going through something, I see a problem coming or, you know, and I speak on it. I mean, a lot of motherfuckers say, well, then you overstepping your bounds because they didn't want to hear what the fuck you had to say. But now, ain't a loyal motherfucker that motherfucker that's going to say that anyway?
Supposed to. I mean, if that's your nigga, man, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to accept criticism. You're supposed to be able to sit back and when your friend telling you you're fucking up, to be able to respect that because they care enough about you and they're loyal to you. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you totally. Pay off them ladders, nigga.
Go to hell. But now, all that's all said and done. But now, and I'm gonna ask the women, and we got a lot of. I've seen it, and I've seen it a lot in women. I've seen a lot in men too, but women is like. It's like with them, it's like y'all, and I will honestly say this, y'all got it harder than us. Y'all really got it harder than us when it comes to friends and loyalty. Because a lot of times y'all friends are supposed to be saying this shit because they loyal, is in our actuality saying the shit out of spite. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see motherfuckers sitting there like, oh, I'm just saying this shit because I'm your girl. No, you're saying that shit because they jealous or they envious. So, and I got to say, women, y'all really do have it bad. So, Simon, what's happening, dog? I see you just jumped in.
What's cracking, dog?
Chilling.
So,
we on loyalty now. So I'm trying to figure out how do y'all as women, how do y'all go through that? I mean, because it's like, is she telling me this because she being loyal to me? Or, like, for instance, okay, let me ask. Do your girl supposed to come tell you every move your man make? Like, just say she's seen him out. She's seen him out. She's in the club. He was in the club. He ain't doing nothing. You know, he ain't doing nothing per se, but, you know, he wilding out. Maybe a female or two did try to approach him. Hell, I mean, you rather have a motherfucker that somebody look at that ain't nobody going to look at. Selena, what's happening, baby?
Hey,
yeah,
what's going on?
It's like that rule, like a woman fucking. It's a different thing. If
I'm just saying, I want women to ask this.
If your nigga tells, it's different, but if a woman tells, she's trying to fuck you and doing that. I mean, women's got a different set of rules, dude.
That's why I'm asking the women, brother. How do they cipher the two? That's what I'm asking. How can you look and say, well, my girl telling me this shit because she my girl, or she telling me this because this bitch just on envious hate ass shit? I'm gonna start with looking. So how can you tell?
You know what? It's very, very, very hard to decipher who really got your back and who, you know, is really out for themselves. Being how I am, I've been hurt more than helped. So I've chosen not to fuck with nobody. I, like, really don't fuck with people.
So you can't even ask that question?
No, I can't, because it's so hard to determine, especially now. And I mean, you know what I mean? Even, like, when I was younger and I thought I had,
well,
you know what I mean?
Women is different from men. No matter if I've been hurt or not, I know if my true nigga, I'll put them first, no matter what. Except for my kid. I'm sorry. I kill y'all for our kids, though. I love y'all to death, but I kill y'all for my kids, though. But that's the only people I'm going to trust. My mom and my kids.
Okay. Janine.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fight for the two?
Well, first of all, you have to know who are your friends and who are your associates, people that you just, you know, you have some people that, you know, you just hang with. You already know those people are not your true friends. And so, really,
some people
can't
figure out who that is, though.
Wick, can you let her finish, Wick, please?
Yes.
Please, Wick. Can you just let one person finish?
I would not say another word, Captain.
Go ahead.
I guess you just have to, the ones that you do consider, of course, that only leaves you with a select few. Hell, those get weeded out over the years. You only left with like one or two, maybe, if that you would consider to be your true friends. And I don't know. I don't trust people no way. So I guess I have that mentality where I don't put anything past people. So nothing is like a surprise. You know, if it does just so happen to happen the opposite way, it's really not a surprise to me. Because I don't put nothing past anybody. Because, I mean, you can look at your friend and see how she does her other friend. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And they don't know we look at, you know, and I'm sure they do the same thing, but we look at each other that way. So you call that bitch your best friend, but you coming over here talking about her to have her back. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
okay.
What am I gonna think about what you doing to have my back?
Good point. Point duly noted. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is Selena still on?
Yeah, I'm still on here. Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Cass. Hello, everybody.
Now,
hey.
I know you done been through the ringer with a couple of damn females.
That's why I'm back.
Yeah, I mean, as far as trying to weed out, I mean, how do you look at somebody and say, well, okay, she telling me something to benefit me, or she just telling me something because she's just a messy ass bitch, or she just trying to keep shit going.
You know what? That's a good one.
Right,
out of all my homegirls, I got one homegirl that I can trust like that.
Okay,
but
so
like
she's
like whoever.
Uh-huh. So if she come to you and say, well, you know, dude's acting up in the club, you pretty much going to take her word for it.
Nah, I'm going to know that she going to call me, you know what I'm saying, unless she going to let him know that. She going to let him know that she called me. Right. She going to call me. She going to ask, you know, she going to peep the scene and make sure, you know, and she going to call me to come see for myself. Because, you know, all my girls know you can't run telling me about my dude because I ain't going to do it to you. But if you ask, I'm going to let you know.
Right. That's how that goes.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, because I see the situation. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, you got some girl. That's just like us. I mean, we know. I mean, like, we can sit there and see your girl. I mean, of course, the average motherfucker, everybody ain't going to do the curse. So let's just get that out the way. But at the same time, you know, you come home and you walk into some shit like, all right, you know, that's just like if I go to the club and, you know, I mean, shit, I feel like I'm a fairly handsome man. You know, I feel like a motherfucker going to look at me when I walk in the club. You know,
But if I
come home and I'm like, she like, so well, what? This bitch was all in your face. That bitch. Hold on, man. I ain't do that. Or you know what I can't stand? That the 3 day later shit. Now you went out Saturday night. Now come Tuesday. So Saturday, who was you in the club with? Huh?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that, so I can't speak on that.
But I feel that if I'm gone, my woman should know I'm coming home. That's just my opinion.
That's why I don't got a woman. And that's why Patricia keep them some jobs and stuff, because men have that attitude right there. I wouldn't care what he was doing for the crib. If he's thinking everything, if I ain't moving, him taking care of the crib and him taking care of me.
But I'm also taking care of you, though. So what
I know,
I
and
do?
But you can't.
What do you want?
How can that be if you're not giving me your time? Because if you sleeping with all,
what time do I have?
And I'm gonna go back to time.
If I'm working, coming home and fucking you, what more time do I have?
I'm saying if you
could
be, you just saying you saying if you got all these other women, she's talking about you got
that's
other women.
No, 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 that's not what I said.
I mean, it depends on what was said.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, we in the bed, and I confide in you, and I say, yeah, my mother used to smoke crack, but, you know, she you know, she been crack-free for 40 years now, whatever.
Well,
and then your friend come to me and tell me that. Your friend come to me and tell me exactly what I told you.
But how was it said? Was they talking about your mama, or was she was like, yeah, she told me your mama smoked crack. She was laughing at her. I mean, how was it said, or did she just confide in one of her friends?
OMG.
No, I'm saying this friend, you and this friend got into it. So now she's throwing you under the bus. Back coming to me telling me everything that you told her. You know what I'm saying? If I confide something in you, I confided in you, and then you turn around and tell your friend, then you and your friend get into it, and then your friend come to me and tell me that, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, she told me your mother smoked crack. I mean,
I don't know. I guess you would have to decipher. I don't think that would be something that you would break up over. I mean, of course, you should be upset about it, but I don't think that would be something you should break up over.
Okay. What about you, Lisa?
You know what? I can understand how you would feel like, you know what I mean, you couldn't trust that person with personal information anymore, but I mean, I would expect you to be upset with me, but I wouldn't expect for you to just be like, oh, you know, it's over. You know what I'm saying? You done went and told. I wouldn't expect that much. I just would probably look at it like, okay, well, he's probably not going to confide in me any, you know, anything else that he feels is that personal.
Then why would I be with you?
I mean, but that's a hard thing. I mean, you know, that's just like if I told you my innermost fears and secrets and somebody come back, somebody that, you know, that I rarely even know, then come and throw that back in my face. It's like, well, huh?
Right. Who told you?
That's the same thing with me and Chi, and we y'all have to earn y'all trust back.
But how can you be with somebody if you can't confide
in That shit got real quiet.
I'm saying I got quiet because of that. I think that that's kind of like, I was trying to see your point, but I think that's kind of comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, it is.
But what about if you were able to, let's say, I'm going to use that as an example. My mom was smoking crack. I told my girl that, right? And she did keep it under wraps, and nobody would find out about it. But then one day she saw my mom smoking crack and didn't tell me, and I found out that she knew. It's the same thing.
How is that the same thing?
Because.
If you see my mom smoking crack, you're supposed to tell me.
If she saw my mom smoking crack, I should be able to confide in her or have that confidence in her that she'll be truthful with me. It's still on the same level. I mean, yeah, it will be categorized different in a little aspect, but it's still on the same level. I can never trust her.
That's my point. I can't trust her.
Y'all pretty much saying the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think that's foul.
And my thing is this: I do believe it's foul. I do believe that that you got every right to be pissed off. But now you also do know that people. I mean, like you said, if they into it, she's gonna do whatever she can to hurt her. So I'm just hypothetically saying, maybe the conversation might have been like a more like. Well, you know, she did. Maybe they was talking about somebody, and just like I said, I'm just throwing this out here. Maybe somebody was talking about somebody, and then it's like, well, yeah, well, you know, his mother did that, but she got off.
Right.
But now, you know, a person might take it and twist it like, well, you know, not to say that she said all the, you know, the good part about it, but all she, yeah, she told me your mama smoked crack. So it's like you gotta, I don't think it's a deal breaker, but yeah, at the same time, the trust factor will, yeah, it is definitely, you know, that's something that's going to have to be worked at. I mean, you never know. And it was, because, hey, I mean, hell, you could have just kept your mouth closed, you know.
Exactly.
But like I said, you never know how it exactly came out. Because, like I said, I know, I mean, hell, I didn't have motherfuckers say shit to me. Like, but you're not saying this in my best interest. You saying this just to hurt that person even more. So, you know, I'm you just using me as a pawn in your game.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna flip it for you. I'm gonna flip it for you. All right, now picture this, dog. You laying in the bed with your girl. You know, y'all confiding in each other. You know what I mean? Same scenario. She get into it with her friend. Now let's say her friend sent you two paragraphs of a whole lot of your personal shit that's actually true. It's actually true. You know
that
what I mean?
That she wrote to her friend?
No, she wrote it to you.
Oh.
I'm saying you the guy.
Right,
her
friend wrote it to
you. Or whatever. Right, the friend wrote it to you. Okay. On the social site.
Okay.
You know, y'all friends on the social site. You friends with her friend. They get into
right.
it. She sent you two paragraphs of shit that's true. You know, it's shit that you actually told your girl. And then you read it like, what the fuck? You know, how does she know? You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, how would you view that one?
Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm hotter than paste picante sauce. I'm hot. But now, but the one thing that, and I'm going to tell you, the one thing that she got on her side is that I know this girl's not doing this. I know she's not doing this just trying to look out for me. She's doing this out of spite. Now,
right.
me personally, and this is just me. I don't like when you doing something to somebody I love out of spite. Then I'm not gonna forget it. But no, I'm not gonna let you win. I'm not gonna let you win because of the simple fact that, you know, you're not doing this because you love me or care for me. You're doing this out of spite. You're doing this in regards to hoping that, yeah, I pack up, I leave. Now, bitch, now I got your man to leave you, you know. And now, don't get me wrong. Oh, shit. I'm hot than a motherfucker. I'm mad. I'm mad as hell. I'm cussing and fussing. I'm probably tearing shit up in the house. But, you know. I mean, and at the same time, I mean, I ain't gonna say all, but a lot of women do that shit, man. A lot of women, you know, confide in their friends about shit, different type of shit. Hell, we confide in each other about shit. You know, it came out.
All right, now, who's the other brother on the show with us?
That's
no,
Matt.
Ain't up at all. All right, Matt, what's your take on it? Same scenario.
Well, shit, I don't know. We need to get Tyler Perry in this motherfucker.
Please don't bring up Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry,
right. We'll fuck with Tyler Perry on here. Fuck him and his tacky ass movie.
I know, shit. He ain't really enough. But, hell, man.
That is a hard one. That's a fucking
that's
hard
some
one.
Deep shit, man. I mean, that's some real deep shit. I mean, I guess for me, it had to depend on if I could put it in probationary status or either I'm just she gonna be violated all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because, shoot, I don't know. That has never happened to me, so I can't speak on something that I haven't experienced. I mean, I've had a couple buddies that I've had it done too, but shit.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it hasn't happened to me too because I don't talk that much.
But everybody confide in somebody, man.
I don't share my feelings. Even, you know, I'm going through a divorce, but even with my wife, I never share everything on how I feel or certain stuff because just in the event that I put myself out there too deep and then end up getting hurt behind it. I just never have done it. I mean, it's not the fact that I didn't love her, no shit like that. That's just the fact, the way I was taught by granddaddy.
You just don't put your most vulnerable parts out there for somebody. It's just certain shit you
chose
to die with, you know what I mean?
Well,
I disagree.
Because we all need an outlet. We all need an outlet, and hell, you got to look at it. If nobody else, your significant other is supposed to be your outlet. I mean,
right.
So shit.
You know, though, I feel you on that too. I feel you on that to an extent, but on the real, man, if I really got somebody I need to talk to, man, I just get on my hands and knees, dog, because that's going to be the ultimate answer right there for me.
That's who you talk to. That's who you talk to.
Hold on, y'all.
We got another caller. Sunshine, what's up?
Hey.
What's going down, buddy?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Sunshine didn't call this show.
Father Sam, what a why.
Sunshine with a why. God damn.
I don't know, man.
No, I'm just listening. I didn't hear what was going on. I just called in. Lost track of time.
Oh, okay. Go ahead,
you know what? I mean, my thing is, and I hear what you're saying, and you know, of course, ultimately, yes. I mean, yeah, I guess, you know. But at the same time, man, I agree that you do need somebody. I mean, your significant other, that's who you got to call. I mean, that's who, you know. I mean, I feel like if I'm telling you shit and my family, my life history, man, yeah, man, I don't think, I'm going to tell you like this, I don't think it's still breaking, but I do believe that she was totally wrong for what she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how you get the trust back? How long is it going to take?
I guess I got to agree with Jadeen on that one. That's just like if a motherfucker get caught cheating. I mean, it's just a motherfucking process you just got to work through. I can't give you a date. I wasn't saying
I was comparing the actions. What I was saying is just like when people cheat, they have to have that trust earned back. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't no time frame or nothing like that. I mean, it has to be within you to decide, you know, when you feel like you can trust her again, like she has to earn it.
I totally agree. You say you disagree?
No, I said I have to agree with that. I agree. I think that's true.
Yeah, it sounds like a goddamn game show. I agree. What's that game show? Everybody tell me, I agree.
If you decide to stay with her after that,
And you know, and if you don't, then you've already made up your mind that you can't trust her, so you're going to leave her alone. But if you do decide to stay with her, then, you know what I'm saying, you don't just go right back to start telling her your innermost shit. But, you know, it's gradual. You have to see in her that maybe she feels bad that she spoke, you know what I'm saying, said that to somebody else. Or if she don't show no remorse for it or whatever, and she's just like, ah, well, whatever, nigga, you know, I didn't know it was a secret. Something like that, well, then, yeah, that's a deal breaker. You know what I mean? But, you know, maybe she was like, shit, well, we were talking and, you know, we just came up to a common conversation and, you know, I didn't mean to, you know what I'm saying, expose your innermost feelings. It was just how the conversation went. I wasn't trying to hurt you. You know, because like Cass said, if that other person is coming to you, more than likely, she's just trying to start some shit. You know, she's just trying to start some trouble between you and yours. So you got to know, you know, determine whether, how deep is your relationship. And if your girl got any type of remorse for, you know what I mean, having said that, then, you know, work through it.
All right, let me throw a wrinkle in there. I'm going to throw a wrinkle at y'all because everybody's kind of saying the same thing. Now, what if she's saying she didn't say that?
Well, I mean, you know that's not true. Now she's insulting you in your face and your decision is already made.
And now she's sitting there like, well, I ain't saying. And you sitting there like, well, damn, man, don't nobody know this shit but me and you. Then, yeah, I mean, at that point, I got to go back to the cheating thing, like Janine said. No, your first initial, if you got caught cheating, your first initial response is trying to lie to get out of it. You know,
But if they got proof,
right, now it's just like, all right, baby, look, I'm sorry, you know. But if you going to sit there and just constantly keep, well, I ain't lying about it. I ain't lying. Then, I guess you do got to sit down and reevaluate.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, I got to agree.
That's a problem.
You know, you sitting
there.
Like,
well, unless that bitch was under the bed, there's no way she could know. I don't talk to that broad, so there ain't no other
right.
way she could know. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you just being, that bitch is just lying to you. That's an insult. Fuck that, bro.
I just wonder.
And two, again, you know what I'm saying? It depends on how long you and your lady been together. If this is a brand new relationship, you know what I'm saying, versus somebody you've been with for 6 or 7, 10 years, I mean, you know, you. Next time around, you'll wait a little long for decide not to tell nobody that.
Oh, no, this is like a 7-year relationship. You know what I'm saying? You got all those years, you did all that confiding. You know, you've been with somebody 7 years, you do all that confiding, then you find out some shit like that. I mean, how do you respond to that? You know what I mean? I've been telling you my shit for 7 years, and then you run around telling another motherfucker's shit that I've been telling you with.
Can you honestly say that, even though nothing ever came back to her, can you honestly say that within them 7 years, she confided this as much to you, and you never went and told your boys nothing?
Yeah, you can say that.
I mean, not.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Y'all in a relationship. Y'all going to confide with each other all the time. It might be some small shit or it might be some major shit. But
so
y'all still in a relationship at the end of the day. You got to have somebody to talk to.
So you never told your boys nothing that your girl told you. What if it was the same scenario? She told you, you know what I'm saying, her mom used to smoke. And then you and your boy was just sitting there one day and crack came up. However the hell crack came up. He's like, man, yeah, you know what I'm saying, my girl mama used to smoke shit. But, you know what I'm saying, she stopped. She's been clean for, you know, this, that, and the other. That shit never happened.
Well, that's because you gotta know who you confiding in. You know what I mean?
I understand that. Stop going around the question. I asked you, has that ever happened?
Ever happened to me personally?
Any it would have to be you personally. I mean, have you ever been, I don't know if this is your situation that we're talking about, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, generally speaking, have you ever been sitting around talking to your boy and told your boy something that your girl told you in confidence? You know,
hey,
yep. not to,
right.
Exactly. So what if it was just that kind of situation? Okay, it never went back to her, but you know within yourself that you told somebody something that she told you. It just never came back to her.
Yeah, but see, when it do come back, you got to be prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? That's my point. When it come back, you got to be prepared for it. And you got to know who you confiding in.
Do you expect for her to leave you?
I don't know. That would be her decision. I mean, if she could forgive me, then, you know, no. If she can't, then yeah.
Same answer then. And then it would have to go both ways, right? I mean, you would want to feel that way, so you would expect her to feel that way. Like shit. I know I said some shit. I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. It just came out or whatever. You know what I mean? But baby, damn. I was just talking. I didn't know it was going to come back to you.
And yeah, now that was my next question, dog. I mean, if was the thing that was it said in a malicious type of way, you know, was it said in a downgrading type of way, or did it just seem like it came out in a casual conversation?
But from my understanding, she being the friend, I'm assuming that she was pissed off at the other friend. I'm assuming she's trying to break him up. That's what I'm assuming.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he like, you know, fuck that, man. You know, I confided in her. Fuck that. She's supposed to take that shit to the grave with her.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know what I mean?
That's just like...
You can't blame him for that.
No, I don't. But like I said, in most cases, that's just like me and you. I'm confiding in you with things. I'm confiding with you. You confided with me. Now, I mean, if something ever leaked out or got out or was said, you know, I'm not gonna sit there and be like, man, fuck you, dog. I ain't telling you ain't shit, man. Now, I may just like bag up, you know, like I ain't telling this. He talking.
Well, but see, once again, that's apples and oranges, dog. We talking about your woman. Motherfucker, you sleep with every day. You wake up to every morning.
And I understand that. And that, like I said, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the person is, you know, wrong at no point in time. But what I'm saying is that, like, conversations, you know, come up. My thing, what is that noise?
That ain't me this time.
That wasn't me because I was on mute.
All I'm saying is that something, if it wasn't said in a malicious type act, now, see, my thing, what I would really be pissed off about is that, like, if you said it, just tell me you said it. Because now I'm thinking that you said it in a fucked up type of way. Because you're not even admitting to it.
If she got some type of remorse and, you know, like, damn, babe, I wasn't trying to hurt you. I was just talking. Well, then maybe
right.
You can forgive her a little bit easier. But if she, you know, if it came out, she was like, well, that motherfucking nigga, you know what I'm saying? Mama's a crackhead and he probably a crackhead. Then that's a different story.
Yeah, I still don't think he's talking about nobody's mama. Mom and kids should not come up in the conversation. I don't give a fuck how I met y'all.
But you got some malicious and type of people out there that don't see it that way.
And like I said, for all practical purposes, I mean, motherfuckers got every right to be angry. And they do. They really do. But now it's just like, you know, you just got to look in your heart and see, well, can I forgive this person or can I? I mean... You know, is like a. I guess because of the distrust that's there, I guess you do got to, like, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's kind of similar to cheat. But it's like the distrust is there. There's no, you know, you feeling like, you know, there's no loyalty there, you know. So it's like, can you forgive a person? I mean, I guess it's all on the person to see, like, okay, can I forgive you? Or, I mean, are you remorseful? I mean, are you sitting around like, fuck it, if you're going to leave and all that shit? I mean, hey, I guess all that plays a part in it. Like, if I'm sitting there, like, if it was me and I was in that scenario, and you sitting there like, I don't know what you're talking about, fuck it. Yeah, now I'm mad. Now I'm mad, and I'm packing my shit. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna pack my shit.
I'm gonna go a step further. You might be mad.
What you say, Janine?
I said I'm gonna go a step further. What if she's mad for you to even think that she would do something like that maliciously?
Well, but how did the friend find out? You had to tell them.
I understand that. What I'm saying is, it could have been just using your situation for an example. What if her friend was on drugs? What if her friend was on drugs? And they were talking and having a heartwarming conversation. She don't know what to do. And she said something like, you know, you're not the only one that has went through something like this. You know, there are other people. Because sometimes people relate with somebody, you know, when they know someone else has been through that same situation. And basically commending your mother, not talking about her maliciously, but commending her as to say, you know, she used to do that, and, you know, she's gotten herself clean. She's been clean for this many years. And, you know, and she's doing great. You know, something like that. But what if she comes to you, comes back and say, you know, as close as we are, and we're supposed to be on the same page, and we confide in each other, we're supposed to have each other's back. Why would you turn your back on me to say as if, you know, because my friend came and told you something?
Okay, I hear your point, but now what he said is that she's not admitting to it. She's like, no, I ain't saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I hear what you're saying.
I mean, that was his second scenario. But I'm saying, like, if she did, you know what I'm saying? Like, the first scenario when he was like,
I agree with you 110. Maybe, and that's what I was saying. Maybe the situation was that, you know, maybe she was trying to uplift somebody. Like, you know, like, well, you know. You know, that person's mother was on drugs, but she got off of it, and she been clean, and she looked good. That's what I say. So that person came to tell you this. She's not going to tell you the good part of the conversation.
The good part,
everything that she thinks is going to piss you off. That's why I say it's nothing but a malicious act on her part.
So now you turning your back on the person that, you know, that's, y'all done had each other's back. That's what, you know what I'm saying? I understand the fact that, you know, you feel betrayed, but don't turn your back on that person. You see what I'm saying? I mean, unless you feel differently, but you should know the person that you with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But see, like I say, them motherfuckers, I mean, for a motherfucker to actually sit there and type a motherfucker a two-paragraph letter, yes, this motherfucker was on some bullshit. Oh, I know what to do. Oh, I'm finna hit you where it hurt. I'm finna take your man from you.
Matter of fact, we about to go to this bitch house right now.
Now, see, that would be my response.
That's what's about to happen. We about to go to this bitch house, and I'm about to beat the shit out of this bitch.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's what is about to happen.
Right. Oh, bitch,
you now you know
to...
what? I'm glad you brought that up because
according to him, that's how it all started. You know what I mean? The friend called him a bitch. And, you know, he didn't take too kindly to that. You know, don't no man want to be called a bitch. You can call me anything but a bitch. Don't call me
the
a bitch.
Friend,
you know, I'm
the friend
a man.
The friend called him a bitch.
The friend called him a bitch on the phone. You know, it was over the phone.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess she called looking for her, and she was busy, and he got on the phone and was like, you know, she busy. And, you know, she ended up saying something like, fuck you, bitch, or something like that, right? So he got mad. He called her back. She didn't answer the phone. He got mad. So he went to his woman. Like, hey, your girl just called me a bitch. You need to go handle that.
Right.
But she didn't handle it right away.
Okay,
she
let me tell
you
right
saying?
Now. Stop, stop. Let me tell you right now. She's talking about him behind his back. My friend is not going to call my man no bitch unless I done said he was a bitch or I've been treating him like he a bitch. I'm going to tell you right now.
Damn.
I'm serious. I am so serious. So she been dogging him out to her friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got mad about that shit. He expected her to go handle that shit right then and there. You know what I mean?
And she just played it off like, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to her, but she didn't.
Well, no, she waited till the next day to do it, but he was expecting her to do it right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
it.
It's
she
like 10
it.
O'clock at night. He like, let's go, you know, let's get in the car and go handle this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to let her just disrespect me like that?
But did she
you know
call
I mean?
Her in front of him, though, when she did talk to her?
Right. That I don't know.
You know she called know. Way in advance and said
exactly.
to a girl.
Exactly.
I was like, don't get mad, but
I'm going to
call you and
I'm going to
snap off so
you
can get caught up.
No, but now, if she did that in the fans, then she wouldn't, the friend wouldn't have got mad and sent him the two paragraph letter.
Right, if it was
the
all a plan.
The friend did what?
I said, if the friend, if she had already called in advance and told her, look, girl, I'm going to have to snap off on you about this because he tripping. But, you know, the girl, the friend wouldn't have sent him the two-paragraph letter. You know, stating that, yeah, motherfucker, I know all your business.
And if she did, wouldn't she tell the friend that? I mean, wouldn't she tell him that? Yeah, she called me in advance and told me. She would tell her that, right? Tell him that, right?
Yeah, but yeah, man, in order for a motherfucker, I'm going to tell you like this. In order for a motherfucker to call you a bitch like that, yeah, I have to agree with them like, yeah, it's some shit been said about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's some shit been said about you because, you know, for a friend, because now a friend telling another friend is one thing, but for a friend to just actually call you bitch.
Exactly.
Evidently, because you know she got to know she crossed in that line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, she. I'm
yeah.
Aware. She got to know she crossed in that line.
Yeah, I don't think you should call no man no bitch. I think you can call a man a lot of things. Don't call me no bitch. Don't call me no bitch. And if you do, you better be prepared. My woman better be ready to ride.
I'm just saying.
There are many men
that are bitches out there, and they have been called bitches. I'm just telling you. And your friend is... Now, what I'm saying is, and if your friend is so bold as to do something like that, that's because she felt like she could. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
So she felt like she could.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up, too.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, especially if a motherfucker just say, hey, she busy. Oh, fuck you, bitch. What?
Right.
Man, I'm looking at the phone like, what the fuck? What? Wait, what? Just say, fuck you, bitch. Just because I say, hey, that's me, such and such. Oh, she busy, call her back. Oh, you a bitch. What?
I'm ready to ride.
Call him one back. Ride.
Don't call me no bitch. I ain't nobody's bitch. I'm ready to ride. If she don't ride, fuck it. I ride by my goddamn self.
Yeah, because now I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You didn't let this motherfucker call me a bitch and you ain't said shit? I'm going to have to hit a conversation. Evidently, a conversation did take place because the person got the fucking the letter. So evidently a conversation did take place, but goddamn, how did we get to this point? You know, with your friends
because I can tell you how y'all got to that point. Because if she been talking about him. And confiding her friend, and they've been talking shit about him, and yeah, well, that motherfucker ain't shit, he a bitch, and all this and that, and that's how they've been talking about him. So the friend thinks, you know, oh, we cool like that. We, our friendship is more important than what they got. You feel what I'm saying?
So when the friend called
him a bitch because she felt like she could. And maybe the friend didn't call her and say and warn her in advance. Maybe she actually did feel bad that her friend did that to him. You see what I'm saying? So she called the next day or whatever and told. So now the friend pissed like, oh, that bitch just turned on me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
All that shit she didn't say to me, about that motherfucker,
right.
And now she's going to turn her shit around. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get her ass. I'm going to tell him all the shit she been saying. You see what I'm saying? So she been saying shit about him.
So she pretty much sent the paragraph to let you know, well, look here, this is why I called you the bitch, because this is all the shit I didn't heard about you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I don't know what to tell her, man.
I mean,
I don't know what to tell them. I mean, they supposed to be getting ready to get married.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Now he don't, you know what I'm saying? He got doubts, so now he can't trust her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he thought he could. He thought he could trust her with his life. Now, I don't know. I guess he's seeing a different person. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm a little older than him, so, you know, he come to me. I don't know what to fucking tell him. You know what I mean?
Man,
I mean, I don't want to be the reason the motherfucker don't get married.
Right. That's a rough one, man. That's truly a rough one, dog. I mean, I can't even sit here and tell you. You know, I can't even tell a brother to leave or stay. I mean, I guess it all goes down in his heart what he want to do because, I mean, then you got the fact that she's sitting over there denying, oh, I ain't say that. I ain't say none of that stuff. And you know you ain't told nobody but her. Then shit. Now you gotta look at her like, well, damn. I mean, you calling me punks and bitches. You ain't even showing me enough common courtesy to even pass up to the shit.
Right. Tell the truth. You know what I mean? Now I'm thinking, you know, if she telling the truth, then you know everything is off. So I'm thinking that's why she denying it. You know what I mean?
How can you deny when you sitting right there and it's like a motherfucker
sitting right there?
Like, how can you deny
it? Wait a minute, dog. What she's saying is, she's saying that
her friend picked up on all that shit through conversations that him and her was having. You know what I'm saying? Like, they together, they on the phone. You know what I mean? He might be mad at her. They arguing on the phone. And she's picking up shit that her girl is saying. And then she's turning around and running with it.
Well, now, see, now,
you know
now,
what I mean?
That's
she's saying that she didn't say none of that stuff, but she overheard conversations. Her friend
now,
did.
See,
that's what his girl is telling him.
That's when he got to use his common sense to say, well, shit. I mean, hell, you can't sit there and lie about a conversation that I know you had. You know, if I know our conversation didn't go like that, then ain't no way in hell she didn't pick that up unless you say it. I mean, for the most part, unless the motherfucker just blatant, flat out disrespectful, don't too many women, at least not while they're on the phone with their man, get into a heated conversation in front of their girl. Not to that point.
Exactly.
Where it's like no motherfucker. Now when she hang up, then yeah, then that's when the conversation
mm-hmm.
goes. But motherfucker, they'll sit there, they might make that little face, and then the first thing that happens, girl, what's wrong? Like, this motherfucker said this and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Because, I mean, you can sit there on the phone and, you know, and she's sitting there saying, 9 times out of 10, a lot of times you're going to get, okay, yeah. I'll talk to you later about it. That's what we usually get. Because she's sitting right there like, okay, if I snap off in front of my girl, he really going to be acting a fool. Like, oh, bitch, you trying to show out? Now, that's another fight that she don't want to go through. Well, she, for the most part, most women don't do it. Now, when they hang up, then you probably all kind of bitches and motherfuckers. But why you on that phone? And, hell, he should know because he was on the phone.
Well, I
he
mean.
He know if a conversation
he
went
did
like
say,
that.
He did say he do remember one conversation they was having where her and the girls went out and she was supposed to come home and she didn't come home and he called snapping on her. And he, you know what I'm saying, I guess he was pretty loud. I guess everybody in the car overheard the conversation or whatever.
No.
He said he do remember telling her that he had trust issues. And then, you know, that came back to him in the two paragraphs.
Right. Okay. But what was the whole two paragraphs about that one conversation?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so.
If that two paragraphs wasn't about that one conversation, then that wasn't it.
It's like Janine said. She done already. The girlfriend done already told the friend every fucked up thing there was to know about her dude. And so the girlfriend thought, that's exactly what it was. I mean, because I'm thinking about, like, if that was my situation, like, if that was me and Janine talking, you know what I'm saying, and we talking about Father Time or whoever, you know what I mean, and I'm like, that nigga this and that nigga that, so Janine is like, well, yeah, you know what I'm saying, so she feel like she said, our friendship is tighter than y'all relationship, so she can say whatever she want to say. She already said,
because, hell, you treating them like shit. Hell, you must have me in my eyes. You know, as a friend,
right.
That's how we look at it. Oh, that motherfucker ain't shit. He's going to be gone next week or whatever. He ain't shit. Hell, the way she's talking about him, if she ain't even respecting him enough, why should I as the friend?
And that was we talked about that on the show once before, too. Like, you know what I mean? How much of your relationship do you tell other people about? To me, you just don't do it. You don't bring other people in.
Yeah. Everybody needs that shoulder. Everybody needs that shoulder. Sometimes you just need to be an ear. Like, you know, let your girl vent or let your partner vent. But now, that's just like, you know, the time, that's just like me. Yeah, I mean, that's just like if you came to me saying, man, this bitch did this and that, this and that. You know, I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to be like, well, bro, you know, do what you think you need to do. But now, if I'm like, yeah, man, fuck that bitch, man. That bitch ain't shit. And you letting me get away with saying that? And, yeah, that's how I'm looking at you, girl, for now.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm like, man, that bitch, look at me. And if that bitch fuck that bitch. That she ain't nothing but a bitch ass, some fucking stank ass hoe. And you sitting there like, true, true, true. That's all. That's how I'm gonna be looking at your girl from now on. Because you let me get that far.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can have a shoulder to you know, somebody to talk to, but you still can talk about it. I mean, it's still not like you have to disrespect that person.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's a way you can talk to somebody if you have a problem with your significant other where you're not disrespecting them.
Right.
You know, because if they do, if your friend do go too far, you have to put them in their place. Okay, wait a minute now.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can talk about you, but he can't.
Right. I expect if I'm like, man, that bitch still talking shit, I expect you to be like, oh, whoa, 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 bro. Fuck you, did you just call my girl a bitch?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's just, dog, I mean, that, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to tell the brother. I see we got another 6 months to go on there. So that's you, bro. Are you listening? Soon as first time I turn her TV down. Yep, I knew it was her.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I was actually on mute until I was trying to say something and got walked on, so I just shut up.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Say what you got to say, babe. But I do it with you.
Whatever. I was just going to say, I mean, maybe the friend feel that they more like sisters and didn't like the situation that she heard. Maybe she felt her friend was being mistreated and didn't like it.
But, I mean, even if that's the case, then, but at the same time, I understand that's like your sister and all that. But that ain't your business. I mean, until she decides that she want to walk away, you getting up, you see what happens. You getting up there, you overstepped your bounds.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying, that wouldn't be my situation because my girl knows what my situation is, so she's not going to come at my man like that.
Right. I mean, I look at him like a brother. But if I had a girl, he came to my girl like, hey, man, hey, bitch, shut up. And then look back at me for the thumbs up. I'm going to punch you in the motherfucking mouth. And he know he got that coming. You know what I'm saying? He can look at me with a thumbs up like, hey, yeah, I put it in her plate. Now I'm going to punch him in his fucking mouth. Because I can't let that goes up under the door. Just because I called a stinking bitch, that you know you don't get that right.
Right.
That's funny.
I mean, that's fucked up, but I mean, that's what happened to old boy. He got called a stinking bitch. And she thought she was going to get the thumbs up and she got a verbal punch in her mouth. Now she's upset.
And they sleeping together too, ain't they?
Hey, I don't know.
They probably doing,
I wouldn't imagine.
They probably doing threesomes. They not.
I don't know. I don't know about all that shit. We cool, but we ain't that motherfucking cool. I don't know about no threesomes and all that shit going on. But I don't know what to tell her, man. I mean, I'm at a loss. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, you know what? I would tell you, his girl fucked up. His girl fucked up real bad. I'm not going to even dispute it. I mean, his girl fucked up bad. But now, I guess she did try to, she did show some initiative by going and confronting the old girl. Now she sees, I'm pretty sure now she sees all that shit that confided in my sister and my best friend. She see where the fuck that got her. Fucked up relationship with a man. Her and this bitch ain't talking no more. I mean, shit.
Right.
Maybe it's a lesson learned.
Maybe she should take it that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't know what to tell him.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, because now it's like, I don't even know how you really even look at me now. You know, I'm thinking I'm your man, but you looking at me like some old punk-ass bitch.
Right.
Okay, now what would happen if, because a similar situation happened to me, but it was a little bit different. What if she didn't call my phone? Because you said that the girlfriend called her phone and he answered, right?
Right.
Okay, so what if me and my friend
not the cell phone now. She called the house phone.
Okay, so what if the girlfriend, me and her, was supposed to go out? And that's my guy. He don't want me to go out. So, but me and him not seeing eye to eye. So he called my friend. Now, was he wrong that if she cussed him out, did he deserve that?
He's wrong.
Get cussed out?
Yeah, he deserved to get cussed out because, first of all, I'm not finna call your friend talking about, hey, she can't go. She can't go. Don't need to pick her up. She can't go. No, motherfucker. You better call your friend and tell her that you ain't going, or because she's wasting her fucking gas coming over here.
And then he calls her from my phone, my cell phone. So, of course, she's thinking it's me. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, I'm outside. Come on out.
Right. Hey, bitch, I'm on my way, bitch. And then, hello? Wait a minute. Who is it?
There's some ballers in the club tonight, girl.
Hey, right. Bitch, I just went past the club, bitch. It's 100 motherfucking cops. Dean ain't going. Hello? he was wrong. He was flat out. I can't even. Damn. I wish I could be on his side, but he was wrong for that. Whatever tongue lashing he got, he had coming. He set himself up for that one.
Oh, my goodness. And then trying to do it on the slide while I was in the bathroom. So I didn't even know it had been done.
Yeah, he'd have got.
So did your friend
ever
come
got,
back?
Huh?
Did she come back to get you? Did she come back?
No, she was so pissed because after I gets out the bathroom, now my clothes had been disappeared. Then my phone rang blowing up. I wonder who, you know, so I go answer my phone. Oh, she is irate. Her husband in the background. He's like, tell him don't be fucking calling her motherfucking phone and all this shit. Oh, everybody was just going off. I said, what in the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, he created the problem. He did.
No, he didn't create no problem. I don't think he did because he got what he wanted in the end. I asked him to go to the club.
True.
He probably didn't get no pussy that night, though.
He'd have
let her ass go. She'd have came
you know
and
sucked
his big, real good, and all that.
He wasn't worried about no pussy. He just worried about her going to that motherfucking club. That's what he was worried about. His night was truly satisfied. He was satisfied.
Whatever. You know, people know I don't let no hard dick go to waste. I ain't going to be there for too long.
Right. He done went down there and rubbed. Hey, he done went in there and laid his bed, rubbed it real good. She done came out. You know, she pissed when she walked out the bathroom door. Yeah, I can't believe it. Oh, is that the dick?
Oh, one? Wait a minute. Is that a
hole?
Oh,
no.
Well, I'll be mad tomorrow.
Like,
fuck that.
Yeah. You like old girl on
I'm
baby
I'm going to get your ass tomorrow. I'm going to get your ass tomorrow.
You like old girl on baby boy. She a friend and called back again. Girl, I'm going to call you back.
I'm the whole time she riding that dick, I'm going to cuss your ass out tomorrow, though, nigga. I'm going to cuss you out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you know you was wrong for that. All right. Let that shit ride.
Now, hit it from the back, nigga. Hit it from the back.
Right. and you better fuck it good, too.
Right. You better fuck like you a mad motherfucker tonight.
The house needs to go on out. Right. Well, I'll tell you. I don't know. Why me and ask so crazy about when we go out? Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know.
I told you last night. I don't know what happens to,
but it happens to me every time.
Told you last night,
because
now, when it's
day
feelings that's hurt, it's another story.
I don't know.
You know what? Get the fuck out of here.
I wanted to cuddle tonight. Now that nigga want to cuddle tonight. Last night, she didn't want to look at me, motherfucker. Tonight, I want to go out all of a sudden. You
want to
be my best friend.
Get
the fuck out of here.
He probably knew Janine wasn't coming home to daybreak. Shit, that's right.
That was his problem.
Shit.
Lotion me up.
Make me look good when I go out.
All
right. Oh, y'all don't help y'all women get dressed to look good.
You go out there
without
me? Yeah. You go out there to look good for me.
Looking at you with an attitude the whole time. This bitch know I like that dress. Why don't you put that one on?
No, you
better put that dress back.
I ain't gonna look at you with no attitude. I ain't even look at you at all, cause I'm gonna be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now before I leave, I might cut you that look, and you know what I'm thinking.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. I got an early morning ahead of me. But this has been a very interesting night. This has been a very interesting night. We gonna leave it off. Matt, you got any last words, man? Matt is asleep. All right, well, we're going to go to Sunshine. Sunshine, you got any last words?
It was a good show. I missed talking to y'all. I ain't called in a minute of them. So I said I'd call in tonight, even though I was late as hell.
Yeah, you were. But anyway, I'm playing. Liquor Store, you got any last words?
Good show tonight. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed talking to everybody. I'll be back next week in City Radio, baby.
What's up, Janine? What's up, baby?
It was a great show, and I just thought of another topic y'all can go with. Have y'all ever been in a relationship or been with a woman that competes with you when it comes to going out and clubbing and what time y'all get home and stuff like that? Like, we see who can stay out the latest.
Actually, I have. And when that motherfucker got bought, well, you know what? We'll say that for next week. I'll say that one for next week. Father, you got any last words, dog?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. I got World War Z playing up on the site. I'm taking it down tomorrow, so I don't know what I'm going to put up there yet. Oh,
hey, man.
White House Down is the next movie. That's coming out tomorrow.
Hey, man. I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Y'all gotta tell the site been jumping. I don't know. It's like, man, every time you turn around, it's something. Hey, it's something extra on there. So hey, y'all, hey, tell a friend. Hey, strictly for the grown and sexy. SinCityRadio.net. We out. Peace.